AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama spent about an hour at a mid-afternoon meeting with families of victims of last week's mass shooting at a community college in Oregon. Despite fears of gun rights activists that the president would politicize the shooting, as he pledged to do last week, Obama said today was not the time to talk about gun control.
We're going to have to come together as a country to see how we can prevent these issues from taking place. But today, it's about the families, their grief, and the love we feel for them.
A judge in Flagstaff, Arizona, has set bond at $2 million cash only for a Northern Arizona University student who's accused of killing a student and wounding three others.
A prosecutor says Stephen Jones could have easily walked away from a fight, but instead retrieved his gun and went back into the fray. Jones claimed he shot in self-defense, saying several people were chasing him. Alex Newman is a senior at Northern Arizona University.
I'm just shocked. Like, of all campuses for this to happen, I would not think NAU would be a place where a shooting would happen. Like, this is a very safe campus.
Witnesses say none of the victims appeared to be armed. I'm Ed Donahue.
One dead, one wounded at a Texas Southern University housing complex, two people in custody. South Carolina's governor says there's no way to put a dollar figure on the cost of historic flooding in her state this past week.
All you're seeing is rooftops. You're seeing boats in yards. You're seeing devastation at a level that's really hard to comprehend.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says help is on the way.
When a crisis like this occurs, there are no Republicans and Democrats. We are public servants first, here to serve the public.
This is AP Radio News. Union leaders have approved a richer contract with Fiat Chrysler after members rejected a previous agreement.
So now it will go to the UAW's 40,000 Fiat Chrysler members across the U.S., and they will be voting on it this coming week.
AP correspondent Deanne Durbin reports the new contract more clearly defines how workers will make higher wages.
The union agreed to lower pay in 2007 when Chrysler was really in financial trouble. That was lower pay for entry-level workers. About 45% of Fiat Chrysler's workers are now making that lower pay. This new proposed contract would bring them on a path to higher pay over an 8-year period.
Stocks closed out the best week of the year on Wall Street with a small gain. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.